الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, last of the reminders on this particular topic of preparing for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the question of therefore what should we do. We have understood that we will die, we accept this, we want to prepare for it, and therefore what must we do? What we must do is in two parts. One is istighfar, which is to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent, to be genuinely contrite and regretful about whatever it is that we did or we did not do, and to make amends for that. This istighfar has three parts to it. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was in the masjid. The man came, he prayed, then he made dua. He said, "Oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me." Sayyidina Ali called him and said, "This is not the way to make istighfar." He said, "When you make istighfar, think about the particular thing that you have done and genuinely seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not simply say, 'Ya Allah, forgive me.' What is Allah forgive for what?" So specific thing. And then he said, second thing is that give sadaqah. Because sadaqah cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give sadaqah. Specific with that intention that this is sadaqah for this sin that I have committed. I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. With that intention, give sadaqah. The third thing he said is that if the sin is of a nature which has harmed somebody else, then you have to make amends with that person. It is not sufficient that you cause harm to somebody and then you ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not work, because unless that person forgives you, Allah will not forgive you. Even if you ask forgiveness, Allah will not forgive unless that person forgives. Now, you might say two questions here. One is that you might say, well, you know, I can go and ask forgiveness, but that man may not want to forgive me. And he says, no, I do not forgive. Now what do I do? So then inshallah, the fault is not on you. Responsibility is not on you. As long as you have gone and sought forgiveness. And if it was a matter where supposing you deprived that person of his right or you took away something from him, then obviously you have to return it also. You can't swallow his land and say, I'm very sorry. No, sorry, give the land back also. Where is the question of sorry? So the question issue is that if whatever you did, make that. Second question is, which the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this question. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, we understand this thing now. This is what we should have done. But now when we think back and we say, well, okay, so and so is the one that I wronged. I realize now that I did this thing, but that person has already died. He has passed away. Now what to do?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Then give that to his heirs, whoever has inherited from him. You return the thing to him because that belongs to him. If he had, if he was alive, this would have been his. So give it to his heirs. And if you are in a situation where now you, for example, you did something, you don't know that person is gone somewhere, you can't find him, he has died, or maybe there is, he may not have died, but you have no way of tracing and so on." Nabi Sallallahu said, "Give sadaqah in his name and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and forgive yourself." So these are the ways of seeking forgiveness. So the first thing to do is istighfar, which is to genuinely be sorry for what we did. Number one. Number two is never to return to that thing. It does not, even though you can make istighfar, if you do something wrong and you do it again, we make istighfar again and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah forgives. But the issue is that if it happens by mistake, for example, say you are not praying Salatul Fajr, you keep late hours, you don't wake up in the morning. Now you realize that this is a very bad thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is what comes between you and your risk. The sense of this world. On the one hand, you want prosperity, you want your business to do well, you want your job to do well, career, this, that. And I'm not saying you should pray Salah for that reason. That is not the reason for Salah. But at the same time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is something which opens the doors for risk. And if you are sleeping through that, it closes those doors. So then how do you sleep? If you say to somebody, do not ignore the asbab, people will say, this is good advice. Of course, you should not ignore the advice. You should not ignore asbab. You should not ignore means. How about ignoring musabbibul asbab, the one who makes the means? Nobody thinks of that. Don't ignore the asbab, but ignoring musabbibul asbab is fine. So make sure that you should open your shop at 9 a.m. every day, but waking up for Fajr, no need. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Ajib, the shaitan has taken over our brains. So the first one is to make this istighfar. Secondly, never go back to that. So for example, as I was saying, supposing you realize this and now you start waking up for Fajr, you make tawbah and so on, and you make genuine effort, you make up for Fajr and you pray, you're praying Fajr. And then one day, for whatever reason, suddenly you fall asleep and you don't wake up. So what do you do now? You make istighfar again. Because when you did not wake up, it was not deliberately. So it just so happened, mistake. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But it is not okay to say you are sorry for something and then you deliberately go back to that, knowing it is wrong. That obviously is not the case. So first of all, make istighfar, which is to ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one is never to go back to that particular thing and hate to go back to it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa said, you should hate to go back as you would hate to be thrown into the fire. So it's something completely different. And third thing which I mentioned earlier, which is that if it is something which involves or which requires some expiation, it requires, for example, if you have missed the fasting of Ramadan, then these fasts which have been missed have to be made up. So we must make a rough calculation, or as accurate a calculation as possible that we can make, and then keep nafil fasts, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to complete. Even if the whole number is not complete and we die, inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive whatever is left. But those have to be made up. That is the important thing. Supposing you have not done Hajj and you now realize suddenly that I should have done Hajj was had become fard on me, then immediately do Hajj. At the next Hajj, whenever it is due, in that particular year. Don't say I will do it at the earliest opportunity. No, Ali. You are eligible for it. You have to do it, so do it. Don't ever delay that, because that was a fard. Same thing with zakat. You have not paid zakat for God knows how many years. That law has to be made up, and so on and so forth. So all of those things, and all the rights of people, huququl ibad, whatever has been violated must be corrected, either by apologizing. For example, if you have been slandering somebody and bad talking somebody, then you go apologize to that person, and then don't go and sometimes people apologize as if they are doing you a favor. So don't do that. Do it properly. Don't go and grovel. It's not enough to simply say it as if you are doing a favor by saying sorry. So that is the first part, which is istighfar. Second part of the story is tawbah, which is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istighfar wal tawbah. So istighfar, I am sorry for what I have done. Tawbah is, now therefore I will do the opposite of that. So I am sorry I was not praying, now I will start praying. This tawbah is a proof that actually the istighfar was sincere. If the istighfar was sincere, if you were really genuinely sorry, say for example you have a habit of raving and ranting and screaming at people, you understand this is a horrible thing to do, and so you make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go and apologize to all those people that you have hurt and insulted, and then what do? You stop doing that. It doesn't make sense to do it again. So you make tawbah, meaning you do whatever it is for anger management, you understand that, you learn what to do, and you change your ways. So changing the ways of whatever we have been doing to change them for the better, whether it is huququllah, which is in terms of ibadat and so on, or it is huququl ibad with regard to people, this is part of the whole process of repentance. And the as I said, tawbah is proof that the istighfar is sincere, inshallah. So this is the process. Therefore, what must we do? This is what we must do. Third part is, now going ahead, now that I understand, I accept, I realize that I am going to die, I know that I will only have what I have taken, then start making plans for this. Send ahead things, right? Through sadaqah, through doing good deeds, send ahead, invest for yourself in the akhirah. Now this is a very, again, a very, very important thing to do, because if I realize now that I am going to only have what I send ahead, then I must send ahead. So that is the third part of it, which is to say, what of my actions do I need to do which will be beneficial for me in the akhirah? And those actions I must be very clear about, and I must do those actions, because inshallah these will benefit us in the akhirah. As I remind myself and you, that you might say, well, you know, none of this is easy, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another context in Surah Al Imran, when the people, munafiqeen, they told the Sahaba who were going for the Battle of Tabuk, that it was in the summer, so they said the sun is very strong and it is, the heat is, you know, it's very hot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Naru Jahannam ashaddu harra, that the fire of Jahannam is very, very severely hot. So it is hotter than this. So therefore, the thing to remind ourselves is that whatever the so-called difficulty might seem to be with regard to this dunya, the difficulty of the akhirah is much more. Much, much more. Because the difficulty of the akhirah, the problem is, first of all, the severity is much higher. And secondly, that one has no ending. This difficulty has an ending. This difficulty is for whatever period of time, right? Whereas that difficulty is forever. So it makes no sense to try to escape this difficulty and instead buy that difficulty. Bottom line, it always comes down to the same thing, which is our yaqeen in the akhirah. Do we really believe that this is there? I mean, really, end of the day, if you think about it, what else is there? Do we really believe that one day we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, like I always remind myself and you, reality does not depend on belief. Reality is real. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it makes no difference. If you don't believe it, then you are not prepared for the reality. That's all. So, not believing the reality only makes you helpless to the consequences of that reality. So, makes no sense. That is why we have to settle this for ourselves once and for all, that yes, I will die. Yes, I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. That is the whole essence of being a Muslim in the first place. And since we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we need to start behaving and acting like Muslims, and make istighfar and make sincere tawbah and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it is too late. Every day we hear some incident of somebody or the other who has passed away. And this is what we are hearing. I mean, there are literally thousands upon thousands of people who are dying every day. Whether you hear about it or not doesn't matter. Doesn't mean they are not dying. Their people are dying. But even the point being that even those we know who we hear about, this relative, that relative, this friend, that friend, that also, these are all reminders for us to say that one day, the same story, the only difference will be that that story will be told about you. Instead of you hearing the story of somebody else, others will come and say, so and so passed away. That's all. There is no difference. And then what happens after that? Once the ending comes, that ending is not an ending, that ending is actually a beginning of something which will never end. And that is why we need to straighten that out and do whatever we need to do, take the steps to make sure that our life, which will be everlasting, will be good, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which pleases Him and to save us from that which does not please Him, and to grant us His maghfirat and His mercy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.